Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting second. The center fielder, Brian McCray. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Danny Tartabull. Batting fifth. The DH, Bo Jackson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Andy McGaffigan. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Phil Bradley. Batting second. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting third. The left fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack McDowell. And now, play ball. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seitzer for the out. One out. Brian McCray is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McCray strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Johnson bunts towards first. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Calderon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3-0. There goes Calderon. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Calderon steals second. Dan Pasqua batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Pasqua takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson scores. Calderon moves to third. Pasqua moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tartabull moves to third. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jackson is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Eisenreich takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Stillwell hits a fly ball towards center field. Johnson makes the catch and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Tartabull tags and scores. Eisenreich tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's Royals, 1, White Sox, 1. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. White hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae bunts towards the mound. McDowell catches it and throws to first to double up Seitzer. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley hits a line drive towards the mound. McGaffigan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Calderon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Calderon hits a fly ball into right field. Tartabull settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pasqua is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pasqua hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tartabull. Pasqua reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a line drive towards first. Thomas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Eisenreich hits a line drive into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. 1 out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ventura for the out. 2 outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stillwell is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0 for 1 in the game. McFarlane takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Calderon takes first base on ball 4. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to third. Calderon moves to second. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pasqua is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Calderon scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Carlton Fisk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McRae for the out. 1 out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tartabull is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Jackson is hit by the pitch. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Eisenreich strikes out. There goes Jackson. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Stillwell is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Stillwell hits a fly ball into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McFarlane hits a fly ball into left field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Crawford now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. There goes Guillen. The throw from McFarlane and he is out, Stillwell applying the tag. One out. Phil Bradley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley is 0-for-3 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a line drive towards first. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson pinch hits for Frank White. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brian McRae batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae moves to third. Danny Tartabull is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tartabull is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Tartabull reaches second base with a double. McRae scores. Brett goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, White Sox. Bill Pecota pinch runs for Danny Tartabull. Bobby Thigpen now pitching. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Royals 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing left field. Bill Pecota now playing second base. Jim Eisenreich now playing right field. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Calderon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Pasqua is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Pasqua takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Sosa pinch runs for Dan Pasqua. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sosa. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Sosa steals second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fisk hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Ventura is 0-for-3 in the game. Ventura is walked intentionally. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sosa. The throw from McFarlane and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Sosa scores. Ventura moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, White Sox. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pecota scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Lyons now playing first base. Sammy Sosa now playing right field. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Eisenreich strikes out. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stillwell is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stillwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gerald Perry pinch hits for Mike McFarlane. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lyons scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Perry for the out. Stillwell moves to second. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.